Good morning. We're in the middle of our study of Masechta Shabbos. We are in the 12th parak, Mishnayos, Dalad, and Hey, and we're dealing with the malacha primarily of writing on Shabbos. Hakosei b'Shabbos. If a person writes on Shabbos Day, Osios b'Helam Echad, he forgot that it was Shabbos, and he wrote two letters, and he didn't find out between the writing of the two letters that the day was Shabbos, so Chayiv, he would have to bring a Korban Chatos. If he found out afterwards, we're going to see in Mishnah Vav tomorrow morning that the Tanoim have a different opinion. Because of Bidyo, if he wrote in ink, Bissam, if he wrote in a Bisikra, if he wrote in like a brown ink, or if he wrote in a red ink, Bikumkum, with if he wrote it in sap, a Kankantum, with another type of ink, Ubechol Dabashu Roshem, or if anything that makes an etching, Al Shei Kosli Zavios, and he did it on two different corners, so the two pieces are attached, but each one is attached into a corner, but Al Shei Luche Pinkas, or on two tablets, Hein Nagin Zem Zeh, but they're read together, so Chayev, a person would be Chayev. Hakosev Al Basaro Chayev, if you write on your hand, you would be Chayev, right? Why? Because people can write on skin. Hamisarid Al Basaro, if you tattoo, you etch it in, so Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Shua Poter. Right, Rabbi Eliezer says you'd be chayav for kosev. Rabbi Yeshua says people don't normally write that way, and so therefore you would be exempt midaraisa. Kasa b'mashkin. Let's say a person writes in liquid b'mei peros b'avak drachim b'avak sofrim u'b'chol davar she'eino miskayim. Let's say you write with ink that or with fruit juice or with you write in the dirt something that doesn't. It's not meant to stand. So in such a situation, a person would be potter from a karban chatos. La'achar yado, if he writes with a shinoi, using the back of his hand, birago, bepivu, bimarpeko, he writes it with his mouth, or upside down, writes, kasav os achas samuch l'ksav, v'kasav agabe aksav, he wrote one letter, and he wrote another one, and he finished it off, right? If he wrote one letter on top of another letter, he meant to write the letter Ches. The letter Ches is a combination of two letters, Zions. Echad b'arz, echad b'korah. He writes one on the ground and one on a beam. Or Kosav al shnei kosle abayas, al shnei dafei pinkas, vein negim zem zeh. If he makes two letters and they're not normally read together, so then, potter, he would be exempt. Kosav os achas no trikon. What if he writes one letter, right? He makes the letter Resh, with a little, which is understood to be Rav, right? And it's an abbreviation. So Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira Mechayev, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseira says, everyone understands what you intended to do. But the Chachamim Potrim, the Chachamim say you didn't write two letters, you wouldn't be Chayev. There's a certain ramifications when a person has to choose to do a particular malacha on Shabbos. Let's say a person is asked, has to sign a consent. So is it better to write with a single letter across, even though it can be read, or perhaps it doesn't make a difference because of the Bikoach Nefesh. So, of course, this issue is debated there within, and the halacha goes like the Chachamim in such a situation. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ezras Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning.